In this lesson, there are three things I want you to contemplate and think about it. The words dedication, discipline, and discrimination. Take each one in turn, look them up in a dictionary, so you know exactly what they mean. They are very important guidelines in magical work, and they make the most magical of symbols, a triangle. I want you to draw a triangle in your notebook and put one of those words at each point. Will you do that now? Right. Now draw a straight line from each point into the center, and where they meet, write the word ethics. You will find a drawing of this figure in the booklet. If you look at it intently for a few minutes, you will find that the figure changes. At first, it will be just a triangle. Then the central point where the lines meet will seem to go inwards and then change back again. This is a phenomenon that happens with certain kinds of geometric figures. First, just look at it and see how it moves from one perspective to another. Then, after about 3 or 4 minutes, close your eyes. Take one word and contemplate its meaning as applied to your magical studies. Give 5 minutes to each word. I would like you to do this exercise daily for at least a week, and each time, please record your thoughts on the meaning of the words as you understand and interpret them. To start you off, here is my interpretation of them. Dedication for me means that having taken on a task, I will pursue it to the best of my ability until it is completed, or circumstances prevent me from going further. Discipline is hard for all of us, and we all fail at one time or another. But basically, it means doing what you have to do, or what you have taken on, and doing it as well as you can. The trick is to do it with love. Discrimination is learning to separate the wheat from the chaff, the real from the unreal, the worthy from the unworthy. It is separating what you need from what you don't need. Before we go on, we need to look at the fourth word, ethics. More than almost any other form of study, the art and practice of your unseen powers demands the practice of ethics to a high standard. In magical terms, ethics is the application of right thinking pertaining to the way of the mysteries, and your behavior with regard to those teachings, how you use them, and how you teach them. You can see all four of those words in terms of the law of the Magi: to dare, to will, to know, and to keep silent. You can break it down in this way. To dare equals dedication. To will equals discipline. To know equals ethics. To keep silent equals discrimination. To these, you can add the symbol of the primal patterns of the elements that we call the four holy creatures. They come in the form of the winged bull, the winged lion, the eagle, and the winged human being. And again, you can put these with those four words. Dedication is the virtue of the winged bull, the symbol of the element of earth. Discipline is that of the winged lion, the symbol of the element of fire. Will is the virtue of the eagle, the symbol of the element of water. Silence is the part of discrimination to be used with the element of air. You ask me why the eagle is the symbol of water when it is a winged bird? Because if you look at the legs of a bird, you will find the scales of the fish, the scale of the sea creature from which all life on this planet has emerged. It is also the symbol of intuition and psychism, which comes from the element of water. We'll pause now so that you can write this down.